It's time for Sports Talk.
Ty McBride here with Eric Ritterby, and today we are discussing our top three best sports movies.
I know you've done this before, where you talked about you guys' favorite sports movies, and by the way, those lists are great. I love them. But this is more towards
the finer side.
Yeah, the finer movies that highlighted sports.
So let's go ahead and start off with your top three.
Yeah, so my number one is well above and beyond the rest of my list. Field of Dreams, to me, stands out. I mean, he plays sketch with his dad.
Okay, oh my God. Don't start crying now. So for my number one, I'm actually going to go with The Wrestler.
Oh,
pretty much,
that was a good one.
Pretty much the same concept as It'll Make a Grown Man Cry. So I've been involved in the wrestling business like in my life. So to me, it hits harder than probably would most people.
Number two, but also my number one guilty pleasure, one of my favorite guilty pleasure movies of all time, Rocky. And not just like the first Rocky, I'm talking about
like the
entire
Rocky
series.
Including Creed?
Including okay. Creed, all of it combined, because it's all singular Rocky to me. It's one of those movies that even if you own them, which I do, but you're watching, say, TV and you're flipping channels and you see it on, you just stop and
you're
watch
still gonna
it.
Watch it.
And sit through commercials, even though 5 feet away you have it on the shelf. It's that type of movie for me.
So for my number two, it's going to be Rudy. I've said this 1,000 times. Notre Dame was 5 minutes from my backyard. I've had high school teachers who were extras in that movie. That's
what?
How close I am to the movie Rudy. So that's going to be my number two.
Oh, what a great score for that movie too. And my last is Karate Kid.
That I just now recently
watched. You just
watched
The Karate Kid.
It still doesn't make sense to me, and we argued about this off recording, but yeah, I can see how I didn't enjoy it, but...
You're of a different generation, I understand.
But my number three is going to be The Sandlot, because when you think baseball movies, that is definitely one of the cult classics.
I love The Sandlot. Probably some of the best one-liners in movie history come from that movie.
You're killing me, Smalls. You throw like a girl, like just classics. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with our dark horses. And what is yours?
It's Dodgeball.
Stop. No, it's not.
It's Dodgeball, yes.
No, it's not. Nobody like...
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That line is more famous than the movie itself. There's no way you enjoy that. Like, you genuinely enjoy that movie.
Oh, I love it. I watch it so much.
Well,
guilty pleasure.
I was going to have my dark horse be Hardball, but because you want to play like that, I'm going to go semi-pro with Will Ferrell.
Okay. I love me some Will. Wait, so you own jerseys from that?
I own an Ed Monix and a Jackie Moon jersey.
Can I have one of those?
I don't think they'll fit you. You're like 4 inches taller than me. But yeah, those are our best / I guess dark horse. We're kind of the favorite, but yeah, those are our movies, some of which are good. And then, you know, you've got Dodgeball.
Oh.
Time out.